So if you open up a platform like ChatGPT right now and you ask for the best local plumber or like the top digital marketing agency in your city, the company that spent $50,000 on traditional Google search optimization last year, they probably won't even show up.
Yeah, not a chance.
Right. Because AI platforms, they don't care about your website ranking anymore. They just care if they can verify and trust you in about, I don't know, 10 milliseconds.
I mean, it is a brutal reality check for a lot of businesses. We've spent basically 2 decades operating under this assumption that if you optimize a web page with the right keywords and you get enough backlinks, you win the internet.
Yeah, that was the gold standard.
Exactly. But that entire paradigm is collapsing. When a user asks an AI for an answer, the machine isn't looking to hand them a reading assignment of 10 blue links. It's synthesizing a direct answer.
Right.
So if you aren't natively part of that synthesis, you are entirely invisible.
And that is exactly the problem we are solving today. Welcome to the Deep Dive. We are looking at a fascinating source today. It's Credify's Mastering AI Search Visibility, the 2026 Strategy Guide. And our mission for this deep dive is to figure out how you, whether you're a small business owner, a creator, or running a massive enterprise, how you can actually survive and thrive when AI is giving users direct answers.
Yeah, and the guide introduces a concept that is rapidly replacing traditional SEO. It's called AEO, or Answer Engine Optimization.
Answer Engine Optimization.
Right. Traditional SEO was all about getting a user to click a link to visit your website. Answer Engine Optimization is about formatting your digital footprint so perfectly that the AI simply extracts your expertise and embeds it directly into its own answer.
Okay, let's unpack this because, I mean, that is a massive psychological shift.
Yeah.
We are basically giving up on the click.
We are.
The new goal is to get mentioned, cited, and recommended inside the AI-generated response. But an AI doesn't have human intuition, right? Can't look at a beautifully designed website, see a sleek logo, and think, yeah, these folks seem legitimate.
No, we can't.
So how does a machine actually decide who is trustworthy enough to quote? Like if AI had to quote your business in 10 seconds, would it trust you?
Well, to understand that, we have to move completely away from the concept of a website. AI systems, they do not think in terms of web pages. They think in terms of entities.
Entities.
Yeah, an entity is your machine verifiable identity. It's like a cluster of data points that represent your brand, your founders, your services, and, your physical location. Before an AI system like Gemini or Claude is ever going to recommend your service, it has to be mathematically certain it knows exactly who and what you are.
Okay, so how do you build a machine verifiable identity? I imagine it's not just throwing an about us page on your site and calling it a day.
Oh, not at all. It requires absolute consistency across the entire web. Your business name, your physical address, your phone number, your website URL, and your core service descriptions. They have to match exactly everywhere they appear.
Everywhere.
We are talking about your Google business profile, your LinkedIn company page, industry directories, local chamber of commerce listings, literally everything.
Well, wait, let me push back on that for a second. If I accidentally have Avenue spelled out fully on my website, but then I abbreviated it as AVE on my LinkedIn page, doesn't AI really care? Because that seems incredibly pedantic.
Well, to a human, sure, it's pedantic. To a machine, it's an anomaly. When an AI crawler is building its knowledge graph, it's connecting data nodes. If it finds conflicting data, even a slight variation in a phone number or an address, it doesn't assume human error.
It doesn't.
No, it assumes there might be two different entities. Or it simply lowers the confidence score of that data point. Lower confidence means lower trust. And in answer engine optimization, trust is the only currency that matters.
Wow. It sounds a lot like applying for a passport.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Right. The government doesn't just take your word for it, that you are who you say you are based on some form you filled out. They cross-reference your birth certificate. They check your utility bills. They look at independent databases. If the address on your driver's license doesn't match your tax returns, they flag the application.
Exactly.
AI is essentially doing the exact same thing with our digital footprint.
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is that the guide refers to this process of cross-referencing as building external authority or building a distributed reputation.
A distributed reputation.
Okay. Because once the AI verifies your basic details, it then has to verify your reputation. AI systems do not just look at your website's claims and take them as fact. If your site says you are the premier real estate marketing firm in the country, the AI immediately searches the rest of the web to see if anyone else actually agrees with you.
It's looking for, like, a consensus view.
Exactly that. It scans Reddit threads, Quora discussions, YouTube video transcripts, industry blogs, Trustpilot reviews, PR coverage. If you are screaming your own praises on your homepage, but there is absolute silence about you on the rest of the internet, the AI's trust in your authority drops to zero. Your reputation outside your website is your actual ranking signal.
Which means the old tactic of just publishing 100 blog posts on your own site and hoping for the best is essentially dead. You can't just shout into an empty room, people. And now machines, they need to be talking about you in the other rooms too.
Precisely.
But let's assume you've done the work. You have a distributed reputation. The AI has checked your digital passport, it sees the consensus, and it trusts you. Now, we have to transition from building that trust to actually formatting our content so the AI can extract it, right?
Yeah, this is the architecture of AEO. Because once the machine trusts you, it needs to be able to read you. Humans love narratives. We love a long, winding, introductory story that slowly builds tension and arrives at a conclusion.
Sure.
AI systems actively penalize that kind of writing. They are scanning billions of pages to find answers they can quickly extract, summarize, and cite.
And the source calls this answer-first writing, or using the inverted pyramid structure. You give the answer immediately, you provide the explanation second, and you leave the granular details for the very end.
Right.
The guide actually gave a really clear example of this. So if someone searches for whether SEO is still relevant, a traditional blog post might start with, search engine optimization has evolved a lot over the years, dating back to the early days of the internet.
Which is just computational waste to an AI. It's generic fluff that delays the actual answer.
Right. But the AI-optimized way to write that exact same content is to start the page with, yes, SEO still works in 2026, but AI as search is changing how visibility is earned by shifting focus to answer engine optimization. It is direct, factual, and immediately satisfies the query.
And making your content easy to quote goes way beyond just the first sentence. The guide highlights that AI platforms heavily favor short definitions, bulleted lists, data-backed insights, clear tables. There is actual data from SEMrush supporting this. AI-generated search results consistently pull their citations from content that is ruthlessly structured.
You know, this reminds me of how PR spokespeople are trained to speak to the media during a crisis. You don't bury the lead. You give the reporter a clean, tight, 10-second soundbite immediately so it can be seamlessly copy-pasted into the evening news broadcast.
That's exactly it.
And only after you've delivered the soundbite do you provide the broader context. If an AI can cleanly copy-paste your answer, you win the citation.
The soundbite analogy is vital because of how these AI platforms actually process a user's question under the hood. There's a specific mechanic the guide outlines called query fanout.
Query fanout.
Right. When a user types a natural language question into Gemini or ChatGPT, like what is the best SEO strategy for small businesses? The AI does not just search the web for that one single sentence.
Wait, it doesn't. It breaks it apart.
It completely shatters it. The AI fans out that single query into perhaps a dozen parallel subqueries instantly. While the user is waiting, the AI is simultaneously searching for, you know, small business SEO pricing, local SEO competition levels, 2026 SEO trends, and best SEO tools for beginners. It is gathering data from 12 different angles to synthesize one comprehensive answer.
Ah, I see. So if your website is just a giant wall of text, the AI has to spend way too much computational energy trying to figure out if you answer those subqueries.
Yes.
But if your page is structured with clear headers, bullet points, and those sound bites we talked about, the AI can grab your pricing data, grab your trend analysis, and grab your tool recommendations all in a fraction of a second during that fan-out process.
That is the mechanical advantage of AEO. And it ties directly into optimizing for conversational queries. The guide is emphatic that businesses need to stop writing for robotic keywords like SEO Services UK.
Because nobody talks like that.
Exactly. Users don't talk to AI like that. They use full sentences. They ask, how do estate agents generate more leads online? Your content needs to be structured to answer the natural conversational questions your customers are actually asking.
But if we are writing conversationally, how does the AI know it's looking at a factual answer rather than just like an opinion in a blog rant? If I write a conversational post about my bakery, how does the machine know for sure what my business actually does?
Well, that is where the technical layer comes in. To remove all ambiguity, the guide insists on using schema markup. Think of Schema as a universal translation layer between your human-readable content and the machine's database.
Okay, Schema sounds like the kind of technical headache that makes small business owners want to just throw their laptops out the window. Is it actually necessary?
It is absolutely necessary, but honestly, it's less complicated than it sounds. It is essentially a set of invisible code tags you place on your website. If you have an FAQ page, you use FAQ Schema. This explicitly tells the AI, here's the exact question and here's the exact answer.
Got it.
There is article schema to define the context of a news post. And most importantly, there is local business or organization schema.
So instead of the AI having to read my homepage and kind of guess what I do, local business schema is me explicitly handing the machine a perfectly formatted business card that says, we are a physical bakery in Chicago, our coordinates are here, our hours are these, and we specialize in gluten-free muffins.
Precisely. It eliminates the guesswork. Without schema, the AI has to infer your meaning based on context clues. With schema, you are feeding data directly into its knowledge graph in its native language. When an AI has to choose between a site it has to decipher and a site that hands over structured schema, it chooses the structured site every single time.
Okay, let's pause and look at where we are. We've built a verifiable entity across the web so the AI trusts us. We've structured our content with inverted pyramids, PR-style soundbites, and schema code so the machine can easily extract our answers.
Right.
But here's the obvious problem. What if my biggest competitor reads this exact same strategy guide? What if they format their site perfectly too? If all things are equal technically, why does the AI choose my answer over theirs?
That is where the depth and originality of the content become the tiebreaker. AI platforms are moving heavily toward favoring specialists over generalists. This is the concept of topical authority.
Topical authority.
Yeah. An AI system does not trust a website that publishes random, disconnected articles. If a marketing agency writes about Facebook ads one day, office furniture the next, and leadership mindsets the day after, the AI views them as an authority in absolutely nothing.
And a source gave a great example of this with real estate marketing. It's not enough to just write one really long, well-structured article about real estate. You have to build an entire ecosystem.
Yes, an ecosystem.
You need a central pillar page that interlinks out to deep dive clusters on real estate SEO, local Google ads for realtors, lead generation tactics, email marketing for brokers. Like, you have to own the entire subject.
And we see this reflected in data from SEO platforms like Ahrefs. The pages that rank at the absolute top of search engines and get pulled into AI answers often sit within these massive interconnected topic ecosystems. The AI recognizes semantic proximity. It sees that you haven't just answered one question, you have comprehensively answered every possible related question in that domain.
But depth is only part of it. I want you, the listener, to think about your own reading habits for a second.
Yeah.
Have you ever clicked on an article, read the first three paragraphs, and realized you've read this exact same information a dozen times before?
Oh, all the time.
It's just five other articles mashed together and rewritten. Mm-hmm. There's no new perspective, no actual insight. It's just internet noise. But here's where it gets really interesting. AI hates this just as much as humans do.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, AI hates it even more, actually, because it represents computational waste.
Computational waste.
An AI model already has access to millions of generic explanations of any given topic. It does not need another rewritten summary. It actively avoids citing low-value, repetitive content.
So what is the machine actually hungry for, then?
It is hungry for the delta. The new information. It wants original research. It wants real case studies from actual campaigns with specific performance data.
Okay.
It wants clear comparisons and practical insights born from real-world experience. If you are just using an AI tool to rewrite your competitor's blog post, you are actively destroying your chances of being cited by an AI platform. AI prefers to cite the original source of the data, not the echo.
That is a beautiful irony. Hmm. Using ChatGPT to churn out generic content guarantees that ChatGPT will ignore you.
Exactly.
You have to bring something new to the table. And the guide notes that none of this brilliant original content matters if your website is a technical disaster.
Oh, absolutely. Technical accessibility is the quiet foundation of all this. The guide emphasizes that if your site is slow, if it's not mobile friendly, or if it lacks HTTPS security, you will fail.
Why does an AI care about HTTPS? I mean, I understand why a human buying a product cares about a secure checkout, but why does a data scraping machine care about a security certificate?
Because of trust and verification. An HTTPS certificate verifies the integrity of the connection and confirms the domain ownership. If that security layer is missing, it's a massive red flag for a machine tasked with verifying authoritative sources.
That makes sense.
Furthermore, AI crawlers allocate computational resources, known as a crawl budget. If your site takes 10 seconds to load or the internal linking is a messy maze, the crawler simply abandons the site. It won't wait around to decode a broken page.
So we have the mechanics. We know we need an entity, structured AEO architecture, topical authority, original data, and a fast, secure site. Is a lot.
It is a lot.
How on earth does a business actually execute this without drowning in information overload? The guide gives us a highly practical rollout strategy, right?
Yep.
The 30-60-90-day plan.
Yes. The timeline is critical because AI visibility is not instantaneous. You cannot do all of this on a Tuesday and expect results on a Wednesday. The first 30 days are purely about establishing the foundation. You do not write new content yet.
No new content.
Nope. You fix your entity signals across the web. You update your about pages to clearly state your expertise. You implement that basic schema we discussed, and you clean up your site's technical structure.
So month one is purely housekeeping, making sure the machine knows exactly who we are. But why can't I just start cranking out those inverted pyramid articles on day one?
Because if you publish great content before your entity is verified, the AI doesn't know who to attribute the authority to. You have to wait for the crawlers to index your cleaned up identity. Once that foundation is set, days 30 through 60 are about building topical strength.
Okay, that's phase two.
Right. This is when you develop those deep content clusters. You publish question-based content targeting real conversational queries, and you ensure your internal linking connects all related topics.
You transform your site from a random collection of posts into a recognized database for a specific subject. Okay, so we have the entity, we have the content. Month three, days 60 through 90, is focused entirely outside your website. This is the PR phase, securing external mentions, getting case studies published on industry blogs, expanding presence on directories. But I have to ask, why is PR last? Usually businesses want PR on day one.
It goes back to how the AI assigns value. If you get a massive PR mention on day one, but your entity is a mess and your website has no topical authority, that external link hits a dead end.
Ah.
The AI sees the mention, but when it checks your site, it finds nothing of value to connect it to. By doing PR in the final 30 days, you are driving external validation directly into a perfectly structured, highly authoritative knowledge ecosystem. The authority attaches correctly.
That makes perfect sense. The sequence matters just as much as the actions. But how do we actually know if any of this worked? In the old days, you just opened a rank tracker and saw if you were number one on Google for a keyword. If we are tracking AI visibility, how do we measure success?
You have to fundamentally change your analytics approach. You can no longer just track traditional search rankings. The new growth layer involves actively testing your brand inside the AI platforms themselves. You need to take the core conversational questions your customers ask, plug them into Perplexity, ChatGPT, Gemini, and Claude, and see what happens.
You're literally just asking the AI, hey, who is the best real estate marketer in this city? And seeing if you get spit out.
Exactly. You are looking to see if your brand is the one being cited or if your competitor is showing up instead. And the guide emphasizes that maintaining this visibility requires constant freshness.
Freshness.
AI systems prioritize up-to-date information. If your original research is from 2021, an AI in 2026 is going to bypass you for a more recent source, even if the older source has more backlinks. Backlinks still matter, but only if they are part of a fresh, trusted topic ecosystem.
So what does this all mean for you listening? It means we have to completely shift our mindset. We have to stop asking, where do we rank? And start asking, are we part of the answer?
Yeah.
Because the reality is that a massive portion of users never even reach traditional search results anymore.
No, they don't.
They ask a question, they get a direct AI answer, they trust it, and they move on with their day. If you aren't natively embedded inside that answer, you miss the interaction entirely. Making your information clear, structured, and machine readable is the new digital currency.
Yeah. You know, this raises an important question that we should probably consider.
What's that?
If AI platforms are explicitly trained to demand these answer-first soundbites, and if they rely heavily on building a consensus view from external authority, what happens to actual nuance? If every business and creator on the internet is forced to write in perfectly structured inverted pyramids just to appease the machine, do we lose the value of a deep, complex narrative?
Wow, yeah.
Are we building the ultimate engine for objective knowledge, or are we just forcing human expression to become entirely robotic?
That is a phenomenal point to end on.
Because if the machine only rewards the fastest, most structured soundbite, we might be optimizing away the very depth that makes content worth reading in the first place. Take a look at your own digital footprint this week. Are you structured so the machine can read you, or are you still relying on those 10 blue links? The architecture of the internet has changed, and it's time to decide how you fit into it. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.